Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How important is it to persuade? If you want to connect with someone, what should you do? How important is connecting in relationships? How important are relationships to sales? Scott Hogel is the author of Persuade, the 7 Empowering Laws of the Sales Maker. Scott has been on a journey, a remarkable journey, and he's on a launching pad for a new trajectory in his life. And he's here to share not only the journey, but some of the nuggets that exist that he's sharing in this book. And dear friend, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to, well, share with you in the nuggets of life. You know, sometimes those nuggets of life aren't always crystal clear, or they're not always pure gold as we see them in our hands. But they're in the process. And the lessons that you'll learn today, that we will learn today from Scott, I believe will help us polish those unburnished nuggets for our lives. You know, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. It's through Christ in whom we are able to speak about this hope of a burnishing, a polishing, even through the scuffy parts of our life. Because Christ loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And yes, we speak of the living Christ who can make a difference in your lives, your life today, right now. Scott Hogel is a 25-plus year broadcast executive. He's a senior vice president of sales for iHeartMedia. Scott started selling at the age of 20 in the fast-paced radio industry, learning to sell and lead from mentors by combining his ability to connect with customers. Hundreds have been led by Scott in thousands through hundreds of seminars for sales professionals. He lives in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's married to Kate. They have 2 sons, Bailey and Casey Scott. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's such an honor to be here with you and Suzanne this morning.
Well, a formal congratulations, dear friend, for the release of Persuade. And hey, here we are on the launching pad.
It means so much. And, you know, the launching pad was quite long. And the longer, the bigger the jet, the longer pad you need. So this feels a little bit like a 747. So we needed a little bit more runway. So to be here on the day that Persuade is actually available in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon, you're my first interview. And it's such an honor to share the experience with you. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
What a joy to have you here, Scott.
What is a sales maker?
Well, sales maker isn't just someone who makes sales. The definition of someone in sales has really changed over the years. The truth is we are all in the persuasion business. Let me say it this way. As influence is to leadership, so persuasion is to sales. Some of the most important sales or persuasions you'll ever make in life have nothing to do with business. They're in our personal lives. For example, sons and daughters persuade mom and dad to get their approval. Singers sing so fans will buy their music. Yes, sellers sell so customers will buy, but leaders lead in a way to persuade their followers to follow. And even the greatest persuader of all, God Himself, persuades and communicates and connects in a way so He can woo us, so He can pull us. One of my greatest and favorite expressions of the Holy Spirit is the Hound of Heaven.
Yes.
And He is the great persuader because...
You like that one, huh, Susan?
I use that quite often, actually, and experience it.
But He knows how to draw us in. He knows how to get us to lead. And That's why persuasion is so important.
You're right. If I want to connect with someone, I must join them in their world. What do you mean? What do you mean by that, Scott?
You know, it starts with what our parents taught us. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which comes from the second greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. To go into somebody else's world is to set your world aside, is to set your priorities aside, and to go and find out what's important to them. The more time you focus on what's important to them, the more attracted they're going to be to you. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to serve. So whether it's in the church world or in a business world, the way we get access to people, to influence them, to persuade them, to serve them, which is our God-given calling for everybody, it's through service, it's through connection, and it's through investing in them.
I'm thinking about this long runway that you talk about.
747.
So the inspiration to write your book, Persuade, the Seven Empowering Laws of the Sales Maker. When did it happen?
You know what happened over a number of years? God is so good in the way he plants seeds. And if we're not ready, he backs off and comes back at another time. That's one of the things that makes him such a great persuader. He knows when to pull and he knows when to push, but he knows when to back off. And I think a lot of people misunderstand the character of God. They think he's just this big, powerful guy in heaven that is always pushing people to do what they don't want, but that's not his nature. He's as gentle as a soft wind. The first inspiration came from Sam, who was a national director for YWAM over India. One day he said, you should write a book. And that was the first time it hit me. And it wasn't because of what he said, but because of who said it. Sam speaks the words of God's, and he's been a great mentor in my life.
How long ago was that?
Gosh, that was probably 2006. In 2011, I had a very providential meeting with Mark Cole, the CEO of the John Maxwell Company, actually at my iHeart office, where we were about to do an Equip seminar for New Hope. And I had shared with Mark my vision for doing some sales laws because of my love for the 21 Laws of Leadership, which many people don't know this, but John Maxwell himself initially penned the 21 Laws while here in Hawaii at the Ilokai Hotel. So that night, when I met with Mark, I presented him with some ideas for writing the sales laws, if you will. I didn't know it, but he presented it to John the next day and came back and gave me feedback and said, well, John can't write it. He's got to stay in his lane. It's about the assignment, but we think you should write it.
What did it do in you when you heard that? You talk about Sam in India, who said it. Now you have Mark and John saying it to you. What went on inside?
You know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. My favorite scripture, and I think one of the most important scriptures for believers, is Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and that by hearing the word of God. It's not just the words, but it's about who says it. And when they said those words, and there were many words in between those two times, but when they said those words, it just kind of went and imprinted on me. And that seed that went in just began to grow and grow and grow. And it became mature, frankly, before I became mature enough to even receive that as a calling, as an assignment, if you will. But I'll never forget the day that I said, yes, Lord, and let's go. I had to put a lot of fear aside because this is all uncharted territory. But when you ask me what was truly the birthplace of Persuade, it came through a person given to me, God's purpose, and it was an act of obedience in the end that made me say, yes, I'm going to do it.
What brought you to the place to surrender?
Gosh, to answer that question, I feel like I'm admitting that I was fighting God, but I suppose in a way, maybe I was. Maybe I was not doing it as soon as I should have. I went through a series of medical challenges in my life. And a few years ago, after coming through one of them, God gave me a question. And the question he asked me was, if you had only one lap left to live, what needs to be done that's undone? And when you're counting your days, there's very few things on that list. This was one of them. And there's four things I love to learn about. It's a SALT acronym: sales, attitude, leadership, and theology. I've been doing this for 30 years. So when God said, first, I want you to write a book for the sales profession, my first thought was, really? But as he would later share with me, it's about much more than sales. The focus is relationships. It's on relationship selling. Mm-hmm. And Persuade is truly a business book that is focused on helping people build relationships, whether it's in business, in their personal lives, in their communities. In fact, the first three chapters are entirely about relationships, the law of connection, the law of listening, and the law of relationship.
Connection, listening, relationship. You can connect with this book, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com and Amazon. Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Get this book, Persuade, the seven Empowering Laws of the Sales Maker. When we come back from our break, more from Scott Hogel. Hey, this is indeed a privileged moment with him. And as you can hear and you can tell, the wisdom sort of just rolls off his tongue, doesn't it?
It does. I'm loving this.
You're beaming from ear to ear.
Yeah.
But it's who it's coming from, sort of like what he was saying. Who is this message coming from? Someone who is reputable, someone who has years of experience in sales. An impression for you, maybe a life-changing moment for you. Hey, what if you were told you've got one lap left? If you had one lap left, what has to be undone? What if Suzanne? Scott's already running, racing. A word for you from Scott Hogel, from the Lord, when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Tom Hopkins, author of How to Master the Art of Selling, he writes, what you'll find between the covers of this book, the book Persuade by Scott Hogel. Well, it is a wealth of sales knowledge you can use to gain confidence, serve your clients well, and earn a well-deserved high income. Read it. You'll see what I mean. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, with Scott Hogel. Scott is the author of the book Persuade, The Seven Empowering Laws of the Salesmaker. You can get hold of this book at Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble. Scott, you present an acronym in the book, CIA. What does that stand for?
CIA stands for, the C stands for connection. The I stands for insight, and the A stands for action. So whether you're reading this book, you're reading the scriptures, it's not just about taking it in, it's about how do you apply it to your life. So what I encourage the reader to do at the end of every chapter is answer what connected with them. And if it's connecting with you, that means it's imprinting on you, so you must be getting an insight of some sort. And if so, then what? How will you apply that? What action will you apply that to your life? And what I also did was I added a lot of success mentors. So at the end of every chapter, there are people who are sharing their insights with the reader, and very important people, people from Amazon, Facebook, Dell, Google, and some local people here from New York Life, Hawaiian Airlines, and Yelp. So I believe it's very important, not just what you learn, but who you learn it from. And that's how you know you're getting sound advice.
Suzanne, that's sort of a theme, isn't it? It's who you're listening to, who's saying it, who you're learning from.
And being willing to learn, Danny. I think that's a key as well, being open to learning.
Yeah, the heart of a student.
Why are building relationships so vital to sales?
Because it's the foundation of all human interaction. If you look at every great moment, as well as every tragic or difficult moment in your life, you'll see people standing around you. And the great moments are usually going to be surrounded by people that supported you, people you have great connection and relationship with. The really difficult moments, if you trace those back, it's going to be from a decision potentially you made or a decision somebody else made in a relationship that impacted you. And if you look at everything that God does, it's to redeem people. It's to love people, and that's why he sent his son. So what's fascinating to me is that when God decided to open up the floodgates to everyone in the world, he didn't send a flood. He didn't send 10 plagues and 10 miracles. He sent a baby. He sent a baby in a manger. And I think it was because God, it was God's way of saying, when you look at this child, I want you to see a father, and that's the heart of God. And he wants to connect with us. He wants to have a relationship more than anything else.
You talk about connection. You write about the law of connection. What do you mean when you write that the sales maker connects emotionally before communicating financially?
You know, we all have needs. There's something I want from somebody over here, so I get so focused on my needs. But the truth is, people've got to buy into what you're saying before they'll ever buy what you're selling. And if you don't first build rapport, if you don't first establish common ground, it's going to be very difficult to influence them, to persuade them, to get them to do anything. And that's why Persuade's focus is truly on building the relationship before you build the business aspect with them.
Let's go further with that. What do we mean by building the relationship? Are we talking about trust, building a certain kind of trust?
Yes.
Yeah. Trust is obviously the foundation of any relationship. The more trust we have, the more relationship equity that we have.
Equity.
And that equity becomes very important because there's times we've got to cash it in. There's times that we want to add to the relationship bank account, if you will. In fact, I think a lot of us think that our relationships are deeper than they really are in a lot of cases. That's why at the end of even the first chapter, I've got what's called a relationship checkup. There's a number of questions you can ask yourself to ascertain the depth of your relationship. And when you take that, it's very revealing. Even as I wrote it myself and I looked at the relationships in my life, I was very challenged to realize how many surface relationships I had, which I thought were deeper than they were.
Revealing. How do sales makers convert listening into closing currency?
That's a really good question. You know, we're talking about relationship and connection. The truth is, connection isn't broken when we stop talking. It's broken when we stop listening. And some of the most poignant moments of my life happened during failures to listen. In fact, one of them was with my young son. He was about 7 years old. We had got into this repetitious argument phase in our relationship. And instead of being a parent, I was becoming a participant. And one day we're on the second floor of our house and I said, Casey, I need you to do your homework and clean your room. And it repeated again. He was yelling, I was yelling. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he stopped and began to cry. I walked over to him. I dropped to my knees. So I wasn't looking down on him anymore. And I looked up to him and he said, Daddy, you never listened to me. And I said, well, what is it you want Daddy to know? And here's the truth. Listening is more about what the, more than what the ears hear and the eyes see. It's about ascertaining things in all that's being communicated. And if we tune our receivers in like you would on a radio, you would be amazed at what you can hear people communicate in their body language, in their emotion, but even in the scriptures. When you sit at the feet of the Lord and you're doing your daily devotions, when you really press in, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. You'll hear a lot more than what's on the printed page. And I know we're kind of coming full circle back to who said it, but it's about listening.
Just a bit of a segue, I hope not too far. But since we're talking about listening and listening to God, listening to him through his word, listening to him as his spirit translates or communicates. This title of the book, The Word Persuade, how did that emerge?
You know, there's so many testimonies surrounding the book. That was one of them. The publishing world is hypnotized by one-word titles. You walk into any bookstore and they all have one word. I had made the decision, we had gone back and forth about persuade versus just or using the seven empowering laws of the sales maker, which was my preference. And the night before my publisher flew in here to Hawaii and we were to meet, I had made the decision. I'd made an executive decision. It's going to be the seven empowering laws of the sales maker, written Maxwellian style, like the 21 laws of leadership. That was my goal. That morning I woke up and my reading that morning was 1 Samuel chapter 24. So a couple things happened in that chapter. Number one, it's the story of Saul and David in the cave. Number two, the word persuasion actually showed up in the reading that morning. I mean, what are the odds? But it was more than that. Because God knew, he knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows what my most coveted scripture is, what my most cherished scripture is, that faith comes by hearing and that by hearing the word of God. So as I began to read that, and I was so apprehended by what God was saying, what I realized is that I asked myself this question. As David went into the cave and he snipped the edge of Saul's robe, God snipped David in his conscience, and then he went to tell the men that this is not the time to go after Saul. And you have to ask yourself, how did he persuade them? Because he told them what God said. When you say what God said, you have the impact from the Lord himself. So Wayne Cadero, my pastor at New Hope, we were at a board meeting once, and I'll never forget something he was saying to all the pastors. He says, when you walk off that stage, you have to be able to say, I told them what you told me to say. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. But to do that, you've got to be able to listen. You've got to know the sound of his voice. I always believe there's four voices you've got to distinguish in your life. There's your voice, that's the self-talk. There's the enemy's voice. There's your friends and family and others' people's voice, and then there's the voice of God. And if you want to know the voice of God, read the scriptures, and you'll begin to hear him.
We're being drawn in, redirected, directed to the scriptures, to hearing the voice of God. My friend, as you're sharing in this time, we share in this time together with Scott Hogle, some certain themes emerge, like relationships, like connection, like listening, like reputation, reputation of someone who is communicating. But are we listening? Are we listening to what the Lord is saying to us? So clear. I mean, when Scott mentions about the four voices, but we can hear it can be drowned out by what others are saying and, well, what Satan may be saying. But what is the Lord saying to you today? What is the issue that faces you? What is the challenge? What is the, in the midst of the maybe feelings of despair, hopelessness, pain, confusion, are you allowing God, are we allowing God to persuade us and following Him? When we Amen. Come back from our break, not just more of a challenge, but more encouragement in that challenge. Scott Ogle in his book, Persuade, the Seven Empowering Laws of a Salesmaker, which is available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, he talks about the C-suite of listening. You say, Danny, well, that sounds a little bit cryptic. Well, we got the translator right here, the author, sitting right here in studio with us. What is the C-suite of listening? Here's another one. Masterful listening. He talks about the reiterator. We're not just trying to be confusing here. There are gems to be gained, as Scott Ogle shares with us. Stay with us. Find out more at Amazon.com. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Amy Oaks Dunn of Facebook says, finally, a book that teaches how to connect with people, not just sell. Mark Cole, CEO of the John Maxwell Company, says, Persuade is masterfully written, a must-read for anyone wanting to expand their influence and income. by serving others in the sales profession. He's speaking of the book Persuade, The Seven Empowering Laws of the Salesmaker by Scott Hogel. It's available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Scott Hogel, our guest today. You can find out more about this program, listen to it in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listen, share it with a family member or friend again at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Before our break, I mentioned about the C-suite of listening. A brief moment, word. Scott, what is that, the C-suite of listening?
So there is the chief executive officer. There is the chief operating officer. And in many companies, now they even have what's called the chief listening officer, because listening is big business. People get paid to listen. One of the most important things about becoming a sales maker, a leader, an influencer in every way, it's knowing how to listen. It's almost more important to know how to listen than to know what to say. Because like I said, connection isn't broken when we stop talking. It's broken when we stop listening. So in the C-suite of the sales maker, what I talk about are seven different things that a sales maker listens for. And again, you may not be aware of them, but if you tune your receiver to pick up on them and you learn what to listen and look for, you'll be amazed at what's being communicated.
Nuts and bolts. There are different kinds of ways of listening and interacting when we listen. There's one of a number that you mentioned, but one called the reiterator in a listening encounter. Describe what the reiterator is doing or does.
The reiterator is someone who, in fact, let me just demonstrate it for you. I'm going to reiterate something you said. So in other words, if we're in a conversation and you might say something to me like, Scott, why is showing concern for the customer so important? I would reiterate that to you to show that that carries weight with me and that I heard what you said. Danny, if what I'm hearing you say is correct, you're asking me A, B, C, and D. So to pause in a conversation and to quote somebody back something they just said to you, it communicates to them that you're listening and that their words are carrying weight.
What's burning on your heart right now, Scott Hogel?
Saying what he wants me to say. I've written what he wanted me to write, and there's been parts of the book that I actually wrote and then I took out. We arm wrestled a little bit like Jacob did with the angel, and then I put it back in. But I made a decision at the beginning of this journey when God gave me the assignment, and I call it the assignment, because I wanted to do it his way. And if I'm going to say yes to him, I want to be careful not to go off the rails and follow his direction every step of the way. So what's burning on my heart is not to get out of line with God in this, because within my own ability and my expertise, I could go out and do many different things. But not knowing how many laps I have left to live, if you will, you know, David said in Psalms, Lord, teach me to number my days. It's important that I live the days the right way. He also said in Psalms, every one of my days was written in your book before one came to be. I believe there's a book in heaven with all of our names on it. And I'm asking God what's on the next page of my book, because I want to walk it out the right way.
Well, then you must have a very deep sense of purpose. Someone today listening may not be so clear, or they may have thought they knew what it was before, but things have changed. Do you write about this as part of the book? How could that speak to someone in that position today?
Yeah, I feel like the theme here is all about listening, but it truly is. Being able to discern the voice of the Lord in your life, to discover that purpose, is very important. Psalms 37 talks about God will give you the desires of your heart. He plants desires in you that he doesn't plant in me, Danny. And there's things that you're attracted to and repelled by that are the opposite for me. By that, we can know where he's leading. The other thing is recognizing the fingerprints of God in your life and around your life. The last chapter of the book is actually my favorite, because it doesn't just deal with skill training, it deals with character. Because where your sales skills fail you, it's your character that will sustain you. And the law of the prospector says this, the sales maker develops the potential within them, they discover the opportunities around them. And to illustrate that with a story that I think speaks to purpose, Russell Cranwell delivered this in the 18th century over 6,000 times as a speech. It's a fascinating story about a farmer on the African continent who actually heard stories of other farmers who had gone out and discovered great wealths of diamonds. It's called Acres of Diamonds. So he sold his farm, traveled around the African continent, but never found his fortune, wound up dying. Interestingly enough, the person that he sold his farm to was out walking on the acreage one day and saw this glitter from the stream. Liking the rock that he had seen, he picks it up, he puts it on the mantle. Well, some time goes by, and a visitor goes to visit this man who now owns the home with the rock on the mantle and says, "My gosh, where did you get this?" Well, he says, "Well, I saw it in the stream. In fact, there's a lot more like them, and I just thought it was pretty." Well, he later discovered that was one of the biggest diamonds that had ever been discovered on the African continent. In discovering your purpose, it's not out there, it's in here, for the kingdom of heaven is within us. God will never tell something to somebody else that he won't tell to you first. And Jesus said to Nicodemus that God is a spirit, those who must worship him in spirit and truth. And spirit speaks to spirit. If something's resonating with you, if you've got a hunger, a desire, an uncommon attraction or pull or a passion towards something, there's a really good chance that those are the breadcrumbs of heaven drawing you in. And all you've got to do is just take that first step. Take that first step of obedience and then let God unfold the next step. And that's our job in discovering the purpose. It's not something we decide. It's something we discover. And I talk about that in The Law of the Prospector, because although this book will help you gain your, grow your influence and your income and all of those great things in the business world, it's going to help you unlock many of the purposes and God's purposes in your life, because it's filled with biblical principles. And I've always believed this, that every success principle you'll ever find, you'll ever hear anybody say, it came right out of the scriptures.
What did you discover about yourself?
I've discovered a lot of things about myself. I've discovered that I have to manage myself, because, in fact, I'll illustrate it with a story here. The story I told you about how Persuade was named, I would encourage everyone listening to read the 24th chapter of Samuel, because something amazing happens. The reason David went into the cave in the first place is he was influenced by his men. Listen to what the men said to David. They said, "Behold, this is the day which the Lord said to you, behold, I'm about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it seems good to you." The Apostle Paul said this, "The law is only good when it's used lawfully." David's men, who wanted the best for David, took a promise that God had given to David and misapplied it. So David goes into the cave. Now, the story ends well. So one of the things I've learned about myself is that I can talk myself in or out of anything. And that's why it's so important to stay focused on just doing what God told you to do, saying what it is he told you to say, writing what it is he tells you to write. Because I am capable of doing all of this on my own. But then what will I have? I'll have Scott's purposes, not God's purposes working through me. And I know you've heard it before that God can do anything with you, but he won't do anything without you.
Explain that a little bit further.
You know, the churches in America are filled with millions of Christians. You won't find one of them that doesn't believe God can do anything. We all agree on that. It's why we're there. But many of them don't believe God can do anything through them. And this isn't new, by the way. It's all throughout Scripture. God went to Moses, and Moses said no to God first. He said, "I can't even talk." He went to Gideon and said, "Thou mighty man of valor," because Gideon didn't have the courage to do what God wanted him to do. And Gideon continued to fleece God. He went to Jeremiah and gave Jeremiah an assignment. And Jeremiah said, "I'm but a youth." And God rebuked him and said, "Don't talk about yourself that way." Because God wants us to see us as he, see ourselves as he sees us, not as we see ourselves or how other people see us. So very central to purpose is the issue of identity. You've got to know what God says about you, because when you believe what God says about you, nothing can stop you. The most fascinating story to illustrate this point is the story of the 10 spies. 12 went up, but only two came back and believed what God said. But here's what's fascinating, what the other 12 said. None of them said, God can't do it. This is what they said. We were like grasshoppers in their eyes. We. So we don't see ourselves as God sees us. The truth is, we are the Goliaths on the earth. We are the ones that are more than overcomers. They can do all things because of Christ who strengthens us. So central to purpose is identity, but also knowing what God says about you. And more important than my book is his book. And that's where you can read about that.
Scott, what I'm hearing takes me to one verse in Psalm 25, verse 14. The Lord reserves his secrets for those who reverence him. With them alone, he shares the secrets of his promises. And what I'm hearing you say in many aspects today is your willingness and your discipline to reverence God. And that comes through being in the Word on a daily basis and valuing his Word.
Yeah, you know, thank you for saying that. I think that there's a certain level of grace and favor and forgiveness that is available to everybody. But you've got to climb out there on the limb if you want the deep secrets of God, if you want the good stuff. And that's why the scripture says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And if you want to seek him today, read what he wrote about you. There are 66 books written by just over 40 authors, 1,189 chapters. Start at the beginning. It's an extraordinary story. Your story is in that Bible, and God wants to show it to you.
Scott Hogel, author of the book Persuade, the Seven Empowering Laws of the Sales Maker. It's available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can tell, can't you? His love for the Lord, his love for the Word, and an example to each of us of wanting to walk and walking in obedience. And amazing to see what the Lord has and is and will continue to do in his life. We talk about giants on earth. Scott Hogel seeing himself as God sees him. How did it all begin? He's been a guest on our show before. This is, in fact, you can find out his story. Just go to thegoodlifehoy.com and type in his name, Scott Hogel. His story will come up of his faith journey, how he's come to do what he does today, the expertise that he's gained, and now the author of this new book. More from Scott Hogel when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiyawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Scott Hogel, persuade. You're going to hear those two words together a lot. Scott Hogel, persuade, the seven empowering laws of the salesmaker, but it's just not about sales and sales making and relationships. Well, it is about relationships. It is. And it's about a very deep relationship. It's about a relationship, yeah, of course, with others, but grounded in a relationship with God. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, and Scott Hogel. Find out more about this program, other resources available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com, and get a hold of Scott Hogel's book at amazon.com or Barnes and Noble. Scott, someone today might be facing a daunting task, a challenge that they didn't ever think they'd face. It could be a health issue, it could be finances, it could be a relationship with a family member, someone they care deeply about. But maybe at this moment, their world seems to be teetering, or maybe there are cracks, fractures in their life. I'm looking at your book, and I'm seeing page after page after page, like 100,000 words written. How in the world did you write a book of this length? How do you go about doing something like that? It seems like a daunting task for someone else who may be thinking about a book like that.
You ask a good question, because the question is, what do you do when you get stuck if you're facing a daunting task? I mean, it's not as simple as eating the elephant one bite at a time. I'll tell you a process I went through in making the decision to. Let me just first say to those who are struggling, God's not surprised. He knew this was coming up on your path, and he's ready to meet you, and he's waiting for you to come and sit at his feet. And I would just encourage you to start asking God questions. Get out your notepad, ask him a question, and get quiet and wait. You'll be amazed how he starts to answer. He doesn't just speak through the word and through other people. He'll speak to you right in the moment from time to time. And he did that many times as I wrote this book. But the thing that really started it was I made the decision to put him first, meaning that every morning I would do my daily devotions. And before I would start writing Persuade, and what I discovered is that as God was my co-author in my daily devotions, learning to listen and sit at his feet, although the subject matter was different, that same breath of inspiration in my daily appointment with God carried over into the writing of the book. And how do you write robust chapters in a 100,000 word book? And I would say this, there were many times I got stuck. And I would ask myself a couple of questions. One, what else does the reader need to know about this subject? Then I would go to God and I would ask him, what are the right questions that I should be asking? So here's the idea God gave to me. Scott, if you identify all the questions, do that first, and not knowing what came next, I would write out all the questions for the chapter. Then I would start to write a paragraph to answer each question. And those paragraphs eventually led to a chapter that got organized together. So that was truly a divine piece of advice that allowed me to build out one paragraph at a time, chapter after chapter. But it started with putting him first.
Putting God first. It sounds like a realigning of life, a prioritizing. It seems like you've gained a sense of clarity in that. Maybe in the confusion of someone's life today, in their predicament, grave even for some. How would you encourage them to gain this clarity as you talk about prioritizing, putting God first? What happens with that? How should one do that?
I think first, we've got to be able to define reality in our own lives. Where we're at, how we got there, take responsibility for our part. And that's part of the conversation with God. A lot of times God's waiting for us to come to him, but a lot of times he's waiting for us to come around to seeing things as he sees them. And that's why the scripture is filled with all these divine mentors. And I promise you, you might feel alone. You might feel like no one's ever gone through what you've gone through, but it just isn't true. God's put someone on your path close by, who's been through what you're going through. There's someone in the scriptures who's been through what you're going through. One of my favorite Chinese proverbs says this: if you want to know the way, ask someone on the way back. God does everything through a person or a place, Danny, and I've always envisioned like a mail room in heaven. While God's answering my prayer, he's using me to answer someone else's prayer. So if somebody's crying out to God today, I picture the angels in the mail room. They capture the one prayer request, and then they turn to the angel to the right and said, who can you team them up with? But God does everything through a person or place, and if you're struggling right now, start with the scripture, start with getting alone with God, but start looking around and ask yourself this question, because God loves questions. God, who have you put on my path to strengthen me, to share with me their story? Because we've been made more than overcomers because of him who loved us, but it's because of him. It's through a person. And God assigns people to us on our path. What you're going through is not a surprise. And he's already orchestrated people to come alongside of you to help get you through it.
A word of affirmation, dear one, indeed, that you are not alone, that you're not left to suffer in isolation in this moment of despair. But not only that, the Lord sends Scott Hogle, and today you hear this word of encouragement. I believe that it's meant just for you at this moment. Scott Hogle, a prayer, dear friend, for this dear friend, this brother or sister in Christ in this moment.
Lord, thanks for the inheritance of the saints. Thanks for all the good things that you bring to us, for your presence, for your care, for your concern. Lord, you know what's happening behind us. You know what's happening in front of us. You know what's happening inside of us. And for everyone listening today, Lord, we don't believe it's by accident. We believe it's by divine appointment. And Lord, I just pray that you would take the words that were spoken here today and give them a listening spirit and apply the words, Lord, that have been spoken, these scriptural words that are your words, to the right compartments of their heart, Lord. And I pray that those words would become seeds that would then grow, and that, Lord, that they would give birth to a new sense of purpose and destiny and hope. For Lord, today is not the beginning, it's not the end, but for what some people are going through, Lord, it may be the end of the beginning. So I pray as they walk through these difficult seasons, bring people on their path, bring purposes into their heart, and just love them. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Scott, one parting word. As you look ahead, what stirs your heart in anticipation for what God is going to do in the days to come?
Wow, that's a loaded question. There's so many things that stir my heart. wanting to do what he wants me to do. Like I said, say what he wants me to say. Write what he wants me to write. I will tell you this. There's another book that I've already written. It's almost done. It's going to be called Divine Intelligence, Wisdom from the Inspired Mentors of the Bible. It's the book that I was writing and didn't know I was writing it as I was writing this, and I'm just so passionate about it because I believe every answer in life, everything we'll face, God's already put for us in the book, but there's a big gap that exists between what many people read in the Bible and what they experience in their everyday life, and divine intelligence will close that gap. And I'm very passionate about that. I know it sounds really odd, but there's days I think I'm more excited about my second book than my first book, which has just come out. And you've heard it here first. I haven't told anyone about that, but that's burning in my heart.
Well, man of God, a man gifted in communication, in writing, in speaking, huh, Suzanne?
Yes.
And but with a tender heart for God and a tender heart for you, dear one.
Danny, if I could just add one thing for our listeners. God delights in blessing us. And Scott, he has seen your obedience. He knows that you've put him first. And he is going to delight in blessing this book and blessing you and your commitment to him to be first in your life.
Thank you so much. I feel the pleasure of the Lord on my life in this project. And I once heard a man say that provision is always guaranteed in the place of obedience, but you know what? More important than that is God's pleasure, and I feel his hand all over me.
Inspiring. Inspiring words from Scott Hogel. Again, the book at Amazon.com. Dear one, God's timing. Hey, it's indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehoy.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehoy.com, go ahead and click Partners. Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Scott Hogel. Again, find out more about his book, Persuade, at Amazon.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.